As we've been reporting, Twitter has announced it would no longer censor misinformation related to the pandemic. KCBS's Matt Bigler reports this move is very concerning for some of the Bay Area's leading health officials.
Under its new owner, Elon Musk, Twitter will no longer work to keep misleading information about COVID off the social media platform. It's a major reversal. Back in 2020, Twitter rolled out a policy aimed at blocking people who were spreading misinformation about the virus and about vaccines.
Not just misinformation, but sometimes there's too much information. It's misinterpreted, it's put out there, and it's very confusing.
Dr. Monica Gandhi, an infectious disease expert at UCSF, says that confusion may explain the recent rise of other serious diseases that were nearly eradicated.
We are now seeing measles outbreaks. We had a measles outbreak in Ohio. We had polio in the wastewater in New York and one paralytic polio case. We're really seeing these kind of declining vaccination rates worldwide, which I'm very worried about.
Musk says he is committed to free speech on Twitter. The company's new CEO has also been a vocal critic of how health officials enforced lockdowns during the pandemic. Matt Bigler, KCBS.